2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
We thank you for listening. KSL News Time, 444. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
how is gym class going to look in the first semester back in the age of COVID? Some school districts say they have online PE classes, and kids will have to wear masks when they're on the sidelines. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Lori Vallow Daybell will head straight to court. Daybell waived her preliminary hearing, sending it automatically to a higher court. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, we're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
This crash on Highway 189 still has the road closed in both directions. It's near Deer Creek Reservoir. Now, right now, they are starting to let a few cars each direction get by, but the road has not been technically reopened to all drivers yet. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and hot today with temperatures in the upper 90s, but low 90s will move in tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 96 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine was one of the first Republicans to advocate wearing masks and a social distance as ways to slow the spread of COVID-19. Today, he tested positive for the virus just before he was to meet with President Trump. And then he told his wife.
When I found out, I called Fran, and I called each of our seven children because I figured the news would be out pretty quickly, so I wanted them to hear that. Directly for me.
DeWine plans to quarantine at his home for the next 2 weeks. The president talked up the economy in a visit to a Whirlpool factory in Ohio. He's now attending a fundraiser in Cleveland. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden addressed a group of Latino officials by video. Humanitarian aid from the U.S. is on its way to Lebanon.
The first of the Air Force C-17s with humanitarian aid has now taken off from Qatar, bound for Beirut.
And Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says it's carrying food, water, and medical supplies. The Labor Department says one and a half million are still without power following Tropical Storm Isaias. Derry Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
We've seen a lot of passionate debate over how to get our kids back to school safely, but one education official is calling for unity. During today's coronavirus task force briefing from the state capitol, Governor Herbert's education policy advisor, Tammy Pfeiffer, challenged us to take a look at our behavior.
There was a feeling a few months ago that we were in this together, that we were united for the sake of our students. As that early sprint has now become a marathon, I worry that some of this feeling of unity has begun to unravel. We are hearing educators labeled as lazy and paranoid. Parents are being characterized and selfish, and policymakers are being called uncaring. This is wrong. The first thing that is certain is that we are still in this together. We must be in this together. We still all care about our students, and we still all need each other in order to make teaching and learning successful this fall. We are certain that there are no easy answers. A school board member said to us recently, I could argue every side of this, from doing all remote learning to having students return to the classroom 5 days a week. Our school boards and charter boards have been asked to do the impossible. Local and state education leaders are feeling the weight of complex problems with seemingly impossible solutions. There is no one-size-fits-all educational approach when it comes to reopening our schools across the state. So let's model the problem-solving behavior that we want to see from our students and our own children when they feel frustrated, upset, or afraid. We are certain that they are watching us. We are certain that if we choose unity over division, we can move forward in ways that benefit our students, their parents, the families, our staff, and our community. This is hard. It's incredibly hard work. And as a community, we're grappling collectively with one of the most difficult situations that any one of us has ever faced. But we're certain that we can do this. We can choose how we respond and how these challenges shape us.
some interesting things to consider as we gear up for back to school. KSL News Time 449. You've been listening to the in-depth of 15 and 45. Now it's emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky, the latest, please.
Right now I'm looking at a tow truck at the scene, and they have loaded up at least one vehicle involved in this crash that has shut down Highway 189. Going between Utah and Wasatch counties near Deer Creek Reservoir, all traffic stopped once again in order to do the final cleanup of this crash. Again, huge delays both directions. If you don't have to travel here, you want to avoid it and stay away from the spot if possible. If you're stuck in these delays, I am so sorry, but it's still going to be a bit longer, so do be patient. Michelle?
Well, we do have some delays southbound by 15. This is going to span from Murray into the Sandy area, then some more slowing southbound as you go through the construction in Lehigh. On the flip side, we're also seeing a bit below the freeway speeds. This is going from Sandy up into Midvale. The rest of the valley freeways are in good shape. Steve?
And so is northbound I-15. Another easy drive leaving downtown Salt Lake City up into Davis County, but expect thicker traffic, I should say, and scattered slow spots between Kaysville and Roy, especially through the construction. Southbound 15, thick and slow, Roy to Clearfield. Northbound 89, a bit thick in Fruit Heights, and at South Weaver Drive up to I-84. Earn rewards using Cypress Credit Union's Visa Rewards credit card. For a limited time, receive triple points on restaurant purchases and double points on gas and groceries. Visit a branch or cypresscu.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your seven-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, a beautiful day with lots of sunshine, temperatures upper 90s once again, but a little drop in temperatures in store for tomorrow. Overnight, mostly clear and 72, 92 mostly sunny on Friday, 93 on Saturday, which is spot on normal for this time of year. And then we'll kind of settle into the mid-90s for the end of the weekend and next week. Lots of sunshine, no storms coming, with lows in the upper 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
My rule is we never do this if it's 97 degrees or hotter, but it's 96, so we can shoot.
I want to shoot. Baby.
Here I go again, oh, girls, man. What's my weakness?
Sure.
Okay, baby, don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. What you do, you make me want to shoot.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, look at him.
Jeff.
There are exciting new research studies of depression funded by the National Institute of Mental Health at the University of Utah. These studies are recruiting moms, teens, and tweens. Some studies include the possibility of free therapy for teens with current or past depression, or who experience suicidal thoughts or self-harm. This treatment does not involve medication, and you do not need to change any treatment you are currently receiving to be a part of this research. They're also seeking mothers with or without a history of depression and their preteen or teen daughters. Participation in these studies would involve a brain scan using MRI technology, cognitive testing, and follow-up visits. Parents and adolescents will be compensated for their participation. If you're interested, please call or text 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039.
When local news breaks, we're here for you on the radio, and in case you're not with us, we'll text you the news. Sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. We don't spam you. All you have to do is text the word news to 57500.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Airbnb bookings are up. In rural areas, the company says Americans are looking to escape the pandemic and the politics with quiet getaways. KSL Drives, a German judge, has ruled that Tesla's touchscreen windshield wiper controls are basically the same as texting and driving. See, the wipers come on automatically, but the wiper speed is controlled using the car's large center touchscreen. KSL News Time, 4:55. Credit card debt in the U.S. fell by $76 billion between April and June. That's good. It's the biggest drop in 6 years. On Wall Street, the Dow jumped up another 185 points today. The S&P added 21. The NASDAQ picked up 109 points. KSL News Time, 4:55. It's time for Jazz Notes. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz knocked off the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday afternoon, 124-115. The win marked the Jazz's second victory within the NBA's Disney campus in Orlando. Guard Joe Ingles led the Jazz with 25 points, while former Grizzlies guard Mike Conley scored 23 points for the Jazz. Coach Quinn Snyder said the team can't worry too much about the difficulties living within the bubble as they prepare for the close to the season.
You're going to get adversity in one way, shape, or form. And I think that's more than anything is recognizing it and being mentally tough and handling it.
The Jazz have an off day today as they recover ahead of the final four seeding games before postseason begins. The team can now prepare for a feisty San Antonio team as the Jazz and the Spurs face off at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. For all the latest coverage on the Utah Jazz, including tomorrow's game against the Spurs, visit KSLSports.com. For Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.